Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Do you hear that echo of silence? It's because I'm just here with my thoughts by myself today. With Sarah, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Fast. It happened. I finally kicked Jacob off of the show. As you can see, if you're watching, he's not here. No, I didn't kick him off, but he did come down with a little bit of the sickness that is going around Toronto. If you live in the city, it feels like every human on the planet is sick right now. But Jacob's sick. We wish him well. And I'm going solo, at least for the first part of the show before our guest gets here in the second block, as always. But before we get to that, I'm going to give you the rundown on, instead of what we've been eating and drinking, what I have been eating and drinking this week. Okay, I ended up going to this restaurant twice in the same week, which is how you know it was good. So my friend KJ and I went out for dinner on Thursday at Le Select Bistro, which everyone's gonna be like, Sarah, that place has been around in Toronto forever. It's this French bistro. It's like near the Well, but it's an OG. Like, it's been there for a long time. I feel like it's very like you go there with your family for dinner vibes. KJ and I went on Thursday and it was unbelievable. So then when my dad texted me saying we needed a dinner spot for my mom's birthday on Sunday, I took them to Le Select Bistro, and I went and had the exact same meal twice because it was that good. The mussels and fries, which, by the way, if you don't know, it's like a very European thing to have like mussels with French fries, and it had like this cream sauce, and it was just so delicious. So this is your sign. Go to Le Select Bistro. I'm probably so late to the game on this, and everyone's probably already been, but it's going to be my new like go-to when someone's like in the city, and I'm like, oh, I know this like cute little spot that's not like a bump in place at the Well. It's like a little bit more underground is what it feels like. So I went there. That's what I've been eating. So I guess I've been eating mussels and fries and just French food in general, which is absolutely delicious. Also, the burger they had brie cheese on it. Like, anything with brie, I'm sold. But like, the burger was also amazing. So would recommend. And their wine was cheap. And the bill in general was actually like not bad at all. So Le Select Bistro, it's on Wellington Street. You probably heard it here. Not first, probably like 30th, but you should go check it out. This is kind of the best part about Jacob not being here is because I just get to rant about all the things that I like. So for what I've been watching or reading this week, I did it. If you watch the vlogs, if you catch up on my TikTok, even on my Instagram, I post books, so I was so excited. I have my first favorite book of 2024. Last year was a rough year. We were in reading slumps back and forth, but I have my first favorite book of the year, The 7-Year Slip. If you have not read this book, I don't even care if you stop listening to this podcast right now, go and buy it on your Kobo or your like Kindle or go to a local bookstore or order on Amazon. I don't care what you have to do to get this book in your hands and read it, because believe me when I say you will adore this book. It's got a little like time travel in it, which is a little like, I thought that'd be weird, but I actually ended up loving it. I was like, oh, is this gonna be too like woo woo for me? It was incredible. I now like, yes, chef. I want to marry a chef now. This guy, like, if it wasn't after The Bear, it's after this book. It was so captivating. I read it in 2 days. The writing was incredible. It's one of those books, you know, when you like feel everything the characters are feeling, that is The 7-Year Slip. And it just was so well written. I love a good well-written book. And I just believe me. Trust me. Read the 7-year slip. I don't normally buy TikTok hyped up books. This is one that is hyped up. I could like see it like a movie in my head. Anyways, read the 7-year slip. It is first 5-star read of 2024. And that was disappointing though. You know, when you read a really good book and then you're like, oh, now everything else I'm going to read, I'm going to compare it to it. And then it's never going to live up to the hype of the book you just finished. I'm kind of feeling that right now. So I'm open to any recommendations on anyone that's read the 7-year slip. If you can tell me something that will make me feel the same way that book did, please harass me in the DMs or shoot me a message. I don't care. I just need to feel like that again when reading. All right, moving on to what we were listening to. This goes so much faster when it's only me and my thoughts. What we were listening to, tell you what we're not listening to. We're not listening to Reputation Taylor's version because despite everybody clowning, she did not announce at the Grammys, but we got one better. This is what pissed me off. Okay, so we're setting the scene, right? We know Taylor's just won her 13th Grammy and then she announces a new album that I keep calling the Dead Poets Society. It is not called that. What is it called again? The Tortured Poets Department. It doesn't necessarily roll off the tongue the same way, but that's okay. And she just throws a curveball. But this girlie loves the 18-month album cycle. She always, always, every 2 years releases new music, not just re-recording. And now we've seen the pattern that it's 2 re-recordings, new album, 2 re-recordings, new album. That's kind of been the cycle she's been going through. I want to know everyone's theories. What are we thinking? I feel like this is going to be for the girls that love Little Women and Pride and Prejudice and are like literary fiends and just love books and reading and cups of... I'm getting so passionate. I'm throwing my microphone around. And girls that love cups of tea and their cats and reading and cozy sweaters and like that vibe, who like loved English and wanted to be English majors or were in creative writing courses and blah, blah, blah. I feel like it's for those girls. That's how I feel it's going to happen. But I feel like it's going to have heart-shattering lyrics. And I'm a little concerned that I'm not going to understand a lot of the words in these songs because, like, look at, like, the 10-minute version of All Too Well. Like, Mame You Too. Like, I didn't know what Mame meant before that song. So my friend texted me today that we're going to have to buy... She's like, do we need to buy a dictionary or a thesaurus or we need to buy both? It might be both. Maybe I need to take up a little English class before this comes out in April. But I'm so excited. The one thing that pissed me off was some people were like, but I wanted Reputation Taylor's version. First of all, where were you all in 2017? Not buying Reputation, that's for damn sure. So let's be patient and wait. I hate that people just want to rush the re-recordings because they just get excited about the hype of it. Just let us live in this new era. But does this mean that we're going to get new eras on the Eras Tour? If you remember way back when, after my Eras Tour recap back in June, I had this take. We can roll back the clip that I said the Eras Tour will in itself have different eras. And I think I was correct because I knew there was no world where Taylor Allison Swift was not going to write a new album in the time of like a 2.5-year long tour. That's just not like her. So are we going to get another addition to the tour? Is she going to like take away parts of Evermore and Folklore? I don't know. As some of those tickets for another show this year, I am very excited at the potential of a different show than what I saw last time. So anyways, I'm not really listening to anything because all I'm listening to is like podcasts and stuff theorizing about this new Taylor Swift album, even though this was announced less than 24 hours ago. Shout out Every Single Album with Nora and Nathan. I love that podcast. They're like, they break down Taylor in like the best way possible. They break down her music. You should go listen to Every Single Album. I think it's a Ringer podcast. It's on Spotify. It's great. All right. Somewhere that you went this week. I went to NHL All-Star Weekend. Not really, but kind of. So when an All-Star game comes to your city, they usually have like a massive fan expo. And if you have tickets to the game, you can do the fan expo for free. But my friends and I had no plans on a Saturday. And this is what I like to call a silly, goofy Saturday. It was so much fun. We just like decided to go to the fan expo. We paid like $25 to get in. There was like free coffee. We had like all these giveaways. Like we got our $25 worth. In fact, I won a $25 OLG gift card. So I did get my $25 back. My favorite booth was the Prince Edward Island booth because they had lobster rolls and Cow's ice cream. Like, hello, Cow's ice cream in Toronto. I died. But it was so much fun. And it was just one of those, when I say a silly, goofy Saturday, I mean it was like one of those days where my friends and I just like wandered around. We didn't really have any plans. We were there for a few hours and we're like, let's go watch the All-Star game at a bar. And it was a beautiful sunny day. We went and got beer towers at the Pint and we just watched the All-Star game. And after that, we're like, okay, well, let's go to this concert tonight that all of our friends are going to. And we ended up going, it just like, we just rolled into each other and it felt like so go with the flow. And I really loved it. And then all started at the All-Star game, but it was so much fun. Also went back to Supermarket. And I don't think I've been back to that bar since pre-COVID. Like that was my go-to dance on the stage at Supermarket bar before the pandemic happened. So I was having a few flashbacks there, but it was so much fun. And yeah, so if there's an All-Star game over in your city, I would recommend going to like the fan activities, even if you're not like a massive hockey fan or whatever other All-Star games there are, because it was so much fun. There were so many fun things to do. Even like they had like Cheetos claw machines, all this stuff. But I did a whole vlog on it. You can check it out. But that was like such a fun, silly, goofy, unintentional Saturday, considering I had no plans initially. And finally, something that you did. Podcast listeners, you're the first to know, because especially if you've listened to me solo ramble for the whole first part of this show, you deserve to know. I booked a very big trip that I'm very excited about. It is going to be my post-Olympics trip. So if you don't know, I work in sports, and when I work on the Olympics, I work like 30 days straight. With that, you can either take your overtime as time off or in like a paid capacity. And because I'm going to be working 30 days straight, I'm going to have a lot of time off. I'm going to get like almost 15 days back in vacation time. So I always treat myself to like some sort of trip after the Olympics. And this year I'm going to Southeast Asia. So I officially booked it. I booked it on points. So it is free in my girl math mind. I only pay like whatever the tax is. I booked it on points and I'm flying business class round trip. So I'm flying from Toronto. Well, I have a layover in London, but Toronto to London, London to Bangkok. Then I'm going to spend 8 days in Thailand. And then I don't know what I'm doing yet. I think I'm going to go to the north of Thailand, because I'm then going to Bali after, Indonesia, where a bunch of my friends are meeting up. I have a few friends that are actually going to go do Everest Base Camp in Nepal after. So like this was kind of our meeting place. So we're all going to go to Bali. So if you have recommendations for any of these places, please let me know. But we're going to go to Bali and be there for like 10 days. And then on my way home from Bali, I'm actually going to fly through Singapore, because I've watched Crazy Rich Asians like 8 times and I love that movie and I want to go to Singapore now. I'm only gonna spend 2 nights in Singapore because I feel like, one, I don't need more than that, and two, I don't want to lose all of my money. So then I'm gonna fly from Singapore back to London, then London to Toronto. Business class round trip. I'm gonna be eating pie and pie. That's kind of like my whole mentality. But anyways, I'm very excited. I'm doing part of the trip solo right now. I'm not quite sure. Like it's up in the air with a bunch of girlfriends that are going to come, but I'm very excited because I don't ever like book like really big trips like this far out. I'm pretty much like a last minute planner when it comes to trips. Like every time I've gone to London or Paris, any of those spots. So I'm very excited, and I will take any recommendations you guys have, because I'm, as I just said like 17 times, I'm very excited. So that's what I did this week. And I don't know, it's going to be super fun. When we come back from the break, you won't just have to listen to me ramble. Our guests will be here, and I'll see you then. As mentioned before, Jacob is not here, so I'm in the process of, you know, seeing if I can find a new podcast co-host. So our first guest, no, I'm just kidding. So excited, Madison here. Between, we were just talking before we started about how you've had like the craziest couple years Insane. Of your life ever. Yep. So what we're gonna do first, though, to lay the land in case people don't know who Madison is, maybe give us like a little spiel, elevator pitch about who you are and the type of content you make.
Well, I'm Madison. Hi. Officially Madison Sinclair now instead of Madison Smith.
Crazy. Ooh, is that weird, or is it the S to S a little easier?
Well, yeah. So I didn't have to change like any of my like social media names or anything, which was kind of nice. Because it's like Madison's.16. So yeah, it wasn't like my signature is the same and everything. Mm-hmm. It's just like changing all the other stuff is fun, like your ID and all that stuff. Yeah, super fun. But
so you got married?
I got married. I have 2 kids. I have a 4-year-old and I was just talking about him today. 14-month-old. He's almost 15 months.
Oh my gosh.
We just bought a house.
Oh my god, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A trifecta, and that's all happened in the past like couple years. And then on top of that, you've like been like you in that 2 years plus, like I guess when did you start like posting on TikTok? 2020, 2021,
yeah, right when COVID happened, when everyone was like jumping on. I was like, I made my first video, and then like my first video got like 50,000 views, and I was like, all right, let's try this out.
Did you ever have like the itch for content creation before that, or was it just like something about that app that changed
it? It was always like something that I was so into. Like I loved watching YouTubers. Like I feel same. Like I was like that age group, but like when YouTube was like just starting, like, and then me and my friend were always like, okay, let's make a makeup tutorial today, like we need to hop on this, we need to get into it, and it's just like something like you never did.
Exactly.
And then like, yeah, I just TikTok came out during COVID, and I was like,
what was that first video that you posted?
It was just some like silly montage of like I don't even remember. I think it was something to do with my husband Brody, and then I think it was like a montage of him like being cute with my daughter to like a Carrie mm-hmm. Underwood song, something about like a daughter. Yeah. And that was that. Yeah.
So then like maybe let's go into that a bit, because I know like you share like everything about your life yeah. online. So do you think that's really like where people start to resonate with you, like just being a mom and like being so like open and honest about sharing that yeah, on TikTok?
TikTok when it first started was definitely like those 15 second videos where like mm-hmm. you didn't really give out like too much, like mm-hmm. you just like did the short little ones. So I feel like in the beginning it was like a little slower and people were just following like anyone and everyone in the beginning because yeah. it was brand new, right? So
and we all were doing nothing at home but just like sitting exactly. there scrolling.
But like I feel like the more I went on, like the more I would like share about like me, and I got like more comfortable. And I think that's when like majority of my followers like came in, is when like you got more comfortable and they liked seeing mm-hmm. like, oh, like, yeah, you're a mom, but like you're also like doing these other things, and like you're not just a mom, and like mm-hmm. you're sharing everything. Just like stuff like that,
and showing like a more like well-rounded yeah. like, lifestyle. I love that.
Yeah.
Has it been a challenge though, like trying to I don't have kids, so I can imagine like trying to find that balance, because like I get stressed enough posting my own content yeah. on the internet and all that stuff. How has it been navigating like that, like having kids and then like figuring out like where it is like your comfort level versus like even your husband's
that's,
and everything
yeah,
on the
that's
internet.
Been a huge like this actually like the past 2 years have been like mm-hmm. kind of like a battle with it, because in the beginning I definitely believe that I shared too much of my daughter and like I kind of regret it mm-hmm. but like now like moving forward I've definitely like backed off sharing, because she doesn't like she or my son don't need to be like on there mm-hmm. that much. And so like I've definitely found like a good way to shift my content and to not being like focused on them, because like in the beginning I would like 90% of my videos yeah. were my daughter, and I think also, that's just like too much.
I also think that was like at the time that the conversations I don't think were necessarily the yeah. same around kids. Like I think yeah. of like Maya, right? Like she's like a like that mom.
Oh, the TikTok, one with yeah, the twins.
With the twins, like yeah. I think she was another example of somebody that like yeah. early on shared so much, and then she just like would. Recently was like, okay, I don't want to share them anymore. Yeah, so exactly. I think the whole conversation probably shifted too. But I think that's so interesting, because it also I think furthers your point, you were just saying like you can show that I'm more than just a mom.
Yep.
So like you don't even actually have to like show the kids necessarily exactly. to show everything else.
Exactly.
Which is so nice. What's yep. been like the biggest like pinch you moment through like this journey of you posting your life on the internet?
I think just like anyone caring about me at all. Like, anyone just like interested in what I'm doing. It's still like all like the first time like someone on the street like came up to me and they're like, oh my god, you're Madison. And I was like, yeah, I'm Madison. You're like, I'm like okay. so boring, like there's yeah. nothing special about me. And I think it's just like, or like when people now tell me that like I'm motivating them to like get them in the gym, mm-hmm. like I swear I see one of those comments and every time like I cry, I'm like, how am I doing that? Like I love it. It's
but
crazy.
I think that's like so special, because I feel like you were just talking about how like YouTube, like watching like YouTubers growing up, I was mm-hmm. that same like era, like high school, and watching like all the girls that moved to LA and everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like what's really cool about stuff you post and like TikTok in general is it kind of shifted away from that idea that like mm-hmm. the people you follow have to be these like influencers that move to Los Angeles oh, and live in these like modern farmhouses and just like
people,
do
like,
the same thing.
Don't even want to see that anymore. They want to see the opposite. They want to see like the real life stuff, and like they don't want you to be like picture perfect and like all this like super aesthetics. Like people, don't get me wrong, people still love the aesthetic
of
stuff
course.
But like the more like real raw stuff, and like that's what people like.
And showing that it's like more like, oh, like you could just be like somebody's neighbor or their friend or
exactly.
something. It feels more attainable, I think, too, which
yeah.
is really cool. And especially you balancing like being a mom and then all that. You just teased about like going to the gym, so we'll like talk about that after, because I really want to dive into like give like your full
yeah.
fitness era a moment. But you got, we talked about off the top that you got married this mm-hmm. past year too. Mm-hmm. Did you share a lot of like wedding planning content and all that stuff?
I did a bit here
yeah.
and there, but
how
I,
was that?
Like,
I feel like people have so many opinions on weddings that would be a stressful experience.
It wasn't, it actually wasn't too bad. Everyone was pretty nice.
Okay,
I didn't
good.
Share as much as I wanted, just because like I, when I get busy and I get too many things going on, I
yeah,
just like shut down.
Well,
just
I mean,
one
like you
people.
Literally are raising two tiny humans. Like
yeah.
that's like I'm too busy and overwhelmed, and it's just me, so I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, it's like with like the kids and then trying to plan the wedding and then like making sure like I'm posting the content. So it's like, ugh. But yeah, no, people were like pretty nice about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I never felt like I got like any
okay,
negativity.
Good.
Like my sign was a little crooked, and like everyone was like living on that. But that's like
the only thing. And of course, someone would point that out on TikTok. Yeah. You got married in BC though, right?
I did.
What yes. made you want to get married out there? That's so exciting.
He proposed to me out there, so we actually got invited out there to go to Fraser River Lodge in BC, and he was like planning it behind my like literally like 3 weeks before we were going. He was telling me like we don't have enough money, like we need a house first, mm-hmm. and I like. Was like, yeah, no, I like, I totally, like, yeah, like, I get it. I understand. Like, we have no money.
He was gaslighting
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he was.
But for the, for good, though.
Behind my back, like. And then, yeah, we got there and we just walked out after dinner. And he wanted me to hurry up because they had like photographer and videographer there. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to drink my tea. Like, let me just like get yeah. my tea and like drink it.
He's dilly
like,
dally.
He's literally drinking it so slow, too. And he's like, we have to go. And then, yeah, we walked out onto the little porch with the mountain in the back.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And that's so like, magical. And then you got married at that same place?
Get married there, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So wait, how long were you engaged for before you got married?
A little less than a, was it a year? Oh, a little more than a year, just a little over okay, a year. Okay, so
planned a wedding in like a year. Was it weird planning a wedding in a place that wasn't like in another province?
It was hard. It was hard because like I couldn't go get like my makeup like done before, just tested or my hair done. So I just had like fingers crossed and hope for the best, which everything was amazing. And the girl who like works at the lodge and like does the social media, like she was so amazing to talk to and everything and like go back and forth with. And when I got there, I was stressing out, but they literally had everything under control. Like I didn't need to be stressed out like one bit, but
okay, amazing. Cause yeah. I hear, like, I mean, I'm not married either, but like the like live up to the hype, or was like the wedding experience all stressful and it was good. And my shirt is stressful. Like, it's like,
I think it's just like, after you think about it, you're like, I just spent that much money on like
a party.
Like a party. You really think about it. I swear everyone who gets married is always like, oh, I should have just eloped.
I know.
Like everyone says it, but it was amazing. I would never like,
well, it was beautiful. It was back. Like looking at all your photos and videos today, and it was like stunning. Crazy. And your dress was beautiful. But yeah, thank I you. Feel like it's like maybe like a hindsight thing, because it's like once you're like actually married, it's like, oh, it would have been, but it was stunning. And you have those photos forever.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so how did you involve your kids in your wedding?
So my daughter was the flower girl. We took my mom's dress, and then we made her a little flower girl dress. I know. It was so cute.
Wait, that's so cute. Adorable.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And then my son, my husband's dad just walked him down because he was only like 10 months.
So little.
Yeah.
I think that's so special that like your kids got to be a part of it
too.
Oh,
I'm so happy.
That's like,
I'm so happy they were there.
My parents always talk to me. I was born a month before my parents got married. Yeah. And so they like always have to like, oh, you were at the wedding. But I'm like, that's so cool that it's like, you were actually like, your kids will like, whether they remember or not, doesn't matter. Yeah. It's like looking back, they'll get to be part of it, which is so cool. It's like
your videos and the pictures.
And then it also feels like so much more like your family, like, I mean, like, it's just a certificate, but still, like, coming together. That's, like, I love that. So you've been a full-time creator now for a few years. When did you officially, like, go make the switch?
Like, 2 years.
Oh, wow. So, like, a while.
2.5. Something like that. Yeah, a while.
But what does, like, because I know some people, like, the people have misconceptions about what being a full-time creator and stuff is, but, like, what does Matt Leave look like as a full-time creator? Like, you don't get that,
I didn't
right?
do it. No. I, like, so with my daughter, I had it. And
yeah, of
like,
course.
I just worked at Starbucks. And so, yeah, I had it then. But then, yeah, you don't go on Mat Leave. Like, you're just still. Mm-hmm.
You're like, just still creating, having
like,
to post.
I don't even know how you would go about getting it. Well, you're like, yeah, I have no idea.
Was that, like, an interesting adjustment then? Because, like, for now you have, like, two kids at once. Then you're still trying to, like, work, because it's like your life, and it's like sharing your life, which in hindsight should be like the idea should be easy, but it's actually like balanced. I can't even imagine that with a newborn when and like no sleep.
I definitely posted not as much as I like used to, but I found like my content got like stronger after that for some reason, because I was like focusing more on like making it like quality over quantity kind of thing.
Yeah, I like that.
I noticed like a lot of like followers like coming in when I focused on like more quality over quantity, and not like I was like, when I first started, it was like 3 times a day every day I was posting. Like,
that's like,
I remember that's how it used like, to be. If you want to grow, that's what you have to do.
But and it would be like anything, like you'd have like a random thought and you'd just like say something and then you just
right
do
there
it
and then.
Or like do the little like, yeah, if you're like, say we're like the 15 second the like the trends and everything, whereas now I feel like the platform is so shifted to like longer form, people being engaged
it's
in
like YouTube now.
It's it all
the
comes
landscape
full
videos.
Oh my God, I saw that the other day. Are you gonna do landscape videos?
I don't know.
Have you dabbled in YouTube yet too?
I did a little bit of YouTube. All my videos are private now though, because they were like just like really in-depth vlogs of like, again, me and my daughter, and I like it. So they're all private now, most of them, except for like silly ones of like me and my husband doing stupid things. But
But would you ever go back to YouTube too? Or are you kind of like a...
It's a lot. YouTube is so much work. I think if I ever did it again, I would probably... Like, I love the editing process. And that was like one of my favorite parts. But that's the time that like you're sitting there for like sometimes like 5 hours.
I know.
And it's like with two kids, it's so much.
I mean, like, I won't even do it. And again, I don't have kids or a dog or anything. So that's it's too much. I don't know how people do it. And also, like, I have friends that are YouTubers. And like watching them like... have the camera, and then they're also now trying to film 9x16 content at the same time, so it's like doing both this of them all the
going
time.
At once
they're trying, and it's just like I'm like that's a lot of brain capacity. That's a lot. And so yeah, I can understand. So you said you also bought a house this year.
I did.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
And so are you gonna share like, or is it like, what's the state of the house? Is the house like fully finished? Are you sharing like home decor? Are you sharing like...
It's a 145-year-old house.
Wait, I love that.
She's an oldie.
She's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. She might be haunted, but she's so cute. The guy who lived there before, like, renovated the whole main floor. So it's all, like, nice and done on the main floor. The upstairs needs, like, a little work, but, like, Brody's a contractor.
Oh, amazing.
So he can do anything and everything.
Oh, my God. I love that. Yeah, my mom always said, marry a man that can put up drywall.
Yeah.
That's, like, that's so good. That's so good. Are you going to share, like, part of that, like, have you been, I guess, sharing the journey of like homeownership and all that,
home renos and stuff like that? We've been sharing like the process of buying a house and stuff like that. I was able to work like with Remax, which was really fun.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And so all that stuff, and buying in the Ontario market is absolutely insane.
In Canada, Ontario, it's just, that's, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. That's why it's like super impressive that you were even able to.
I don't even know how we did it.
Yeah.
But we made it. There's a few breakdowns. We made it.
I feel like most people I know that have purchased a home, it's like they have to have at least good one or two good mental breakdowns about it.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And then it's good. But like, I'm sure, like, is this the home that you're like, it's so cool because like your kids are going to grow up in it and all of that stuff
as well. It's like we lived in like little like townhouses before and they've never had a big yard. And so like this house, we were looking, we need to have a bigger yard. Like we need to have something. And this, the house that we bought, like, has a massive yard. Like the other day it was sunny outside. So we actually went outside for the first time and played in the yard. And I was like crying watching my daughter play around in the yard.
But like, that's the dream, right? Like when you think about it, oh, I love that. That just gave me chills. It's so exciting for you. You're going to need to have like, before you know it, he's going to be building like a tree house or like
there's already like, there was an old tree house and the one tree before, it's massive. It's like really broken down though. So yeah, he was like talking about how he's gonna build a new one, and then like they got a playground for Christmas and stuff. So
that's so exciting. I think one of the coolest parts about being a lifestyle creator is you get to like share every part of your life, whatever that looks like. So some people might know you as like mom content. Some might know you from like maybe your wedding stuff or just like sharing you. But now people are probably like knowing you for like fitness content now, which is cool. So would you have ever thought that like a year ago?
Absolutely not. Like I've always like been in like, I've always wanted to get in the gym. Like my partner has always been like a huge gym guy.
Yeah.
And so I've always like wanted to do it, but I've never like had like the motivation to do it and just like never thought about it. And then just sharing that online is actually so terrifying.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's nice because you get those comments where it's like, oh my God, you're motivating me to go. Oh, I've been going for 2 months because of you. And it's like, that's what makes me want to like keep posting it and sharing it.
What was the first, like, what was the thing that changed this time? If you've never really been motivated before, what was the switch?
My wedding.
Don't know what.
Yeah.
Sometimes like, that's the kick in the ass people need.
It literally, it got me like, got me going. But yeah, I was like 1.5 months postpartum. I was like, I'm getting married in 9 months and I want to like feel my best, like not even like just look my best, I just wanted to feel better. Like energy all-time low, like, but as soon as like I started like going to the gym and working out, like your energy just like goes through the roof.
But did you notice there was like a switch or something that like felt different this time about, because like something that felt different this time about doing it? Because like, I mean, like I'm one of those people that's notoriously like, I'll go for like a few weeks, but then I'll fall off or like something. Was there like something that switched, or was it just like having like kind of the wedding as like a deadline that helped like you stay consistent?
I think it was the wedding, but also with me sharing it, I didn't want to like disappoint anyone. Like
it's so true. It's like hold you accountable.
Yeah, it's like a huge thing. So I wanted to keep like sharing my journey, and like I wanted to show like if I can do it, literally anyone can do it. Like I'm the most like it's hard for me to stay motivated and stuff like that, but like literally if I can do it, anyone can do it. And I just wanted to like show people that like it's achievable and it's it's not as hard as people think it is.
I watched your video that you had posted about like things that you would do like if you were restarting your like fitness journey today. Maybe we can talk about that a bit, because I like when you put it so simply, because you're just like walk and then find some sort of weight routine that works for you and then like eat like decently, and that was like, it sounds so simple. I'm like watching this video, I'm like, what's the secret sauce? It's like look amazing. And then I was like oh, it's like not so, maybe like break it down for people, like if you were starting again today, like what would you do?
It's if I was starting, I would definitely start out slow. Like walking is like the biggest thing, like it could literally change your life. Like getting get a walking pad in the winter, because who wants to go outside when it's cold?
Not if you're in Canada.
So like if you really like want to invest in it, getting a walking pad, or even like go to the gym and walk on the treadmill for a bit. Walking is huge. Like getting 10k steps in a day can like just be a game changer. And then it's like the gym is like, again, like I didn't want to go to the gym by myself. Like it's scary. Like you're stepping in with a bunch of guys who are throwing weights on the ground.
Like, and they're like grunting.
Exactly.
And they like they're ripped off sleeves.
You're so scared that like you're going to get judged. But you walk in there and you realize not one person cares what you're doing.
Everyone's
there trying to do the same thing as you, like better themselves. So yeah, even like day one, I started on the treadmills, like just watching what everyone else was doing. Like I wouldn't go anywhere else. And then after that, I found my little corner, and I stayed in my corner for like 2 months. I wouldn't go anywhere unless I went with like my partner. And yeah, if you can find someone to go to the gym with, even better, because then like you're embarrassing yourself together. Like it's fine.
Exactly. Well, like it's crazy because like when I was like scrolling through your videos, like I would have never assumed that that was only like a year ago that you'd be like hiding in a corner doing your weights.
Because you're
like bench pressing and you're like using all the machines that I would never even touch, because I'm like, I don't even know how to use them. How did you like learn then about what to do at the gym? And like
TikTok,
TikTok can be
like toxic sometimes when it comes to the fitness, but like it also is like the most helpful thing ever. Like you used to use Google to be like, oh, how do I do this? And now like you just go straight to TikTok and you have someone showing you exactly how to do it, and it's just so helpful. Like you know exactly how to do that exercise in like 2 seconds.
Is that how you did it for like, okay, like I'll just look up like an arm day or like a biceps and whatever, like then that's how you ended up building, and then that's you figure out what works for you? Oh my God.
And then my partner was like a huge help as well. Like he would like help me with my form and stuff, because he's been doing it for like 5 or 6 years. But like you don't even like need that. Like you don't need someone to go. Like you just, it takes time and you'll figure it out.
How is I guess the transition been, being kind of in the fitness space now for like a year? Is it like a very different part of like the internet than like what you expected, or has everyone been like pretty like positive, whatever? I just assume everyone would be like, your form is bad to me. Like if
I did it. I like get gym bros. So nervous, well, especially on Instagram, because everyone on Instagram is so mean.
Well, like, Instagram comments is horrendous.
It's terrifying.
Instagram's terrifying.
So scary. No.
It's like if something goes off on Instagram, it's like it enters like a dark web of the internet.
You just have to know that you're gonna get negative comments if you go viral on Instagram. Like that's what the top is gonna be. But mostly everyone's like pretty nice and open, especially on TikTok, which I used to think TikTok was a scary place to post, but now it's Instagram.
everything comes full circle. This is a scary place everywhere. What would be your biggest piece of advice to somebody that like, especially because we're in February right now, maybe people like their goal was fitness for this year and then they're starting to fall off at the end of January. What would your biggest piece of advice be?
Just go, just keep doing it. Like hold yourself accountable, find a way to hold yourself accountable. Even if it's like, if you can't make it to the gym that day, like don't beat yourself up, take the rest day, just get outside, like do something, look at YouTube. Like I used to do like these little dances on YouTube if I couldn't go outside, and I was just like dancing and having fun, but I was still like doing a workout. So like anything.
When did you like really start like noticing like a shift and a difference? Like was it like after a month, 2 months, like a consistency, I suppose? Because you said it was like 9 months from your wedding that you had
So I'd say like the first month or two I was like super consistent, but like I wasn't seeing any difference, which can be like so like discouraging, heartbreaking. So like the third month, like I started like slow, like not going as much, and then I was like, okay, I can't do this, like this happens to everyone. And so you just like have to like just keep going, and like the results will come, like they're not like right away, and that's like what is hard to get past, is like not aware like the right away results. So like take progress pictures, because progress pictures are literally everything, because you don't notice it until you look at the difference between the pictures. And that's what I was like, my biggest tip to anyone is just like, I know you don't want to take a picture of like your body, but like just do it, because you're gonna see that difference, and that's what's gonna like make you want to keep going.
Exactly. And it's just for yourself. Actually, you inspired me to take one today because I was watching your videos when we were prepping for this interview. And then I was going to like the gym. I was like, I don't think I have a single progress photo. And I've been doing it for like 3 weeks. So maybe we should do that. So I took one today. So amazing. We'll see. We'll see if it ever makes it out into the world. Probably not.
I never thought I would post a progress picture of my body, but here we are.
That's crazy. Yeah. Has it been like super like helpful to, I assume, to like moms? Because you said you were how many months postpartum when you started?
I was 1.5 months. So yeah, 6 weeks I started. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. People would like yelling at me. They're like, you're going back too soon.
Okay. Well, like, people will yell about everything. Like, it's your choice. Fine. You're like, it's okay. My body. It's my choice. I'm good. But I can imagine that that's like really inspiring then for like moms, especially then to see that, like, I don't know, that that's another option.
It's achievable.
And it just goes back to what we were talking about earlier about how like it's nothing about you is representing like an unattainable lifestyle.
Yeah.
Which is what I really love, that like if you can do it.
Exactly.
I actually saw you also had said that you're not like done your fitness journey. Like you're still like on it. You still have other goals. Like what are some of those goals, if you're comfortable sharing? Like what are some of those goals?
I just want muscle.
I love that. I love that.
Be toned and have muscle now. Like I took a picture of my back the other day and I'm starting to see my little back muscles pop through, and it's like more motivating, and it's I just want to have muscles now. Like I don't care about like the scale number, really, like that's like nothing now. It's just like
muscles weighs more than fat. Exactly. So that's like, I feel like there's nothing that feels more powerful than when like you get to like you lift a heavy thing or like you go up to the next
and you're
thing
like, and like I can do that. Yeah. Like it feels so good. Like that when you like hit a PR that day, like it's literally the best feeling ever. You just feel like a whole new person.
And so has it helped just with like all levels of confidence, like in all areas of your life?
100%. Yeah, like the confidence, even like I've had people commenting like the last month, like you can see like a shift in your confidence, like blah blah blah, blah. It's just like it's a huge change.
Like, oh, and they're like, and like your audience can actually see it more so than just from like not just confidence in the gym, but like on the screen as well. I love that. And that just like helps like you become a better version of yourself, a better mom, like show up better for everyone in your life.
I've like the last like month after everything's like calmed down, I've just felt like this whole new person. I feel more like energized and like I want to like do more and like be involved and like post more, like, because I like for a little while I was like I don't even want to post anymore, like I just like I'm so overwhelmed, and now I'm just like back into it and I'm like energized and I feel good, and
it's crazy. Amazing how just like that one decision that you made, like regardless of what reason it was for, like last year, that can then like a year later totally change everything. So before I get kind of asked like, oh, what's next, and you had said that this next year after the craziness of the past 2 years, because you another baby, marriage, house, you're ready for like a year of chill.
I'm doing absolutely nothing unless a vacation pops up.
But a vacation is still doing nothing. Yeah.
That's all I'm doing is the gym, posting as much content as I can, and relaxing and spending family time, and that's
amazing. And like settling, it feels like you just said, if you feel like a new person, it's like settling into like a new era of your life, which is exciting.
It's my
chill era for 2024. I love that. I feel like I need to do the same thing,
even like stepping out of my comfort zone era, I feel like, because this was like stepping out of my comfort zone. I was like, this 2024, I can't say no.
Well, and I guess like if like the gym stuff was stepping out of your comfort zone and it worked, then I feel like that would just like push you more to be like, oh, like that was successful, like who's like, why not me? Like, why can't I do anything else?
Yeah, I want to try a bunch of new things.
Ooh, anything you want to try specifically?
I don't know. This was like kind of one of my things. Podcast. I can now check it off my list.
That's so exciting. This was our first podcast that she's ever been. You killed it. Crazy. Don't worry.
Thank you.
And I'm sure the listeners will agree. So amazing. So we've already checked something off the list. Yeah. On a chill year. We're laughing. Exactly. For those that don't follow you, where can they find you? On all the platforms.
Give yourself a shout out. Madisons.16.
And we'll make sure we link everything below. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having
me. And thank you for doing this with me when I didn't have a co-host. You killed it. You
really
had to help carry the weight. So sorry, Jacob.
I tried my best.
No, you killed it. And I'm so sorry, Jacob, but she might be going up the runnings for new podcast co-host. You're replaced. She talks fast enough, so we're good. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Talking Fast. As always, you can find us at Talking Fast Show on Instagram. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, rate 5 stars. This was a 5-star episode, I'd say, if I ever heard one. And we'll see you next Wednesday. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.